live from the Ron Scott Communications Center, and we are joined right now by Jerry Yagan, who is the founder of the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach. Glad to have you here, sir.
Thank you. I'm enjoying myself. I've never seen so many airplanes in my entire life. Where'd they all come from?
All over. You should look at the ADS-B readings of everybody coming in or leaving yesterday after the air show. It's absolutely amazing. Also joining is Keegan Chetwin, who's the museum director. Good morning, Keegan.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be up here again at Oshkosh.
Good. And Mr. Yagan, you've brought several of the aircraft from your collection here to Oshkosh, and we're featuring them in the Warbirds area, and they'll also be flying in the Warbird show, the P-40, yes, the Sky Raider, and the Corsair.
That's right. Yeah. And we have our fingers crossed, and we're still hoping one of the airplanes that's been en route for quite some time, we're still hoping that it's going to arrive tomorrow. And that is the airplane that's all built out of wood and has two engines, and it's called the Mosquito.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing that. It was here a few years ago, mm-hmm, right after it came out of restoration, and it was a big hit at the show. So, or fingers crossed that it'll be able to make a return.
We're looking for another big hit.
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration, first to get into the Warbird movement, and then eventually to create this incredible collection of a wide variety of aircraft that you have at the museum.
It started with one airplane, a number of years ago, almost 20 years ago, I guess it was, and that one airplane, I think, was the...
The P-40.
P-40, yeah. And that airplane is here.
It is.
Yes, and you can see what it looks like. And the number one airplane, and that's the starting of the collection.
Now, that P-40, you found it in Russia.
Yes.
And it was actually provided by Lend-Lease to the British, who then passed it on to the Soviet Union, where it flew in the Soviet Air Force. It was lost in combat on the Eastern Front. And the airplane was found, and it maybe wasn't as intact as you thought it was going to be when you got it.
No, but I saw the pictures in the beginning, and by the time we got our hands on it, it looked not as good as what I saw in the pictures. But that's all right. We found all the missing parts. We put it all together, and we put it all together and got it flying again. And it was one of our favorite airplanes, and it has a little seat in the back.
It does, yeah.
You
used to take Elaine around with you,
my wife, and we would fly to air shows in it.
Yeah, and as you started acquiring aircraft, it was actually Elaine who sort of came up with the idea of starting a museum and opening things to the public so that you could share it.
Yes, it certainly was. And she was the person that kept encouraging me, and we added more airplanes and more airplanes. And before I knew it, I had filled up our museum building, and we needed to get some more buildings. And we built more hangars, and we built a hangar from Germany that we brought over here. And it was just for our German airplanes. And then we have another hangar that has our World War I airplanes. And we have our control tower that we got from England. We took that apart by brick and reassembled it in Virginia Beach. And you can go in that control tower. It's a three-story control tower that was used during World War II. It was the first time... In England, it was used when the first time that the airplanes there were, that the American airplanes arrived there at that control tower. And to greet the first arriving airplanes, General Eisenhower, was the welcoming party. And then the following day, he left, and we, of course, realize that any time before you leave on an airplane, you're going to go on a long journey like he was going to. What does everybody do? Where's the bathroom? And Eisenhower went in our bathroom, and you can go there today, and you can look in the bathroom. We don't let you go in the bathroom, but you can see the bathroom where Eisenhower stood there.
Well, I had the opportunity to tour that tower shortly after it was reassembled and brought to you to the museum. And I told Keegan this. I said there was just this sense of history that came from walking through the door and looking in all the different rooms and everything. And now it has an even different.
Yeah, especially in the bathroom.
Yes.
A completely different memory.
A lot
now.
Of people come in there and they say, we just want to see the bathroom. Where's the bathroom?
So visit the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach. We have a very historic bathroom, as well as over 70 aircraft in the collection, many of which still fly that are kept on display there at the museum.
That's true. Yes, it's not only Allied aircraft that obviously the Spitfire de Havilland, Mosquito that you have, Hawker Hurricane, and then the American standards, the Corsair, the P-51, a lot of the trainers and things like that. But also the German hangar is all filled with authentic aircraft from the German Luftwaffe and the World War I hangar. There are some originals there and some replicas, but an extensive collection that really gives you the breadth of the early days of military aviation from World War I through the end of World War II, and a little beyond that. You've got the Sky Raider that kind of bridges the gap into Korea and into Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's an amazing collection.
Yeah, it certainly is.
We're talking with Jerry Yagan, who is the founder of the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach. And you're also here. Not only did you bring your airplanes, but we also have your book that is here. Why did you write a book? What was the kind of the inspiration?
Well, I figure I'm 76 years old. I stopped flying about a little bit over a year ago.
Right.
Matter of fact, that's me on the front of the book flying a German triplane from World War I.
Yeah.
And that was the last airplane I ever flew.
Okay.
I said at that time, I'm old enough, I've survived, and I'm not going to be remembered as a guy that was 80 years old and crashed in an airplane.
Right.
And so so now I'm just a visitor, and I enjoy seeing the airplanes fly.
Good.
And the book talks about all the different airplanes that we have. And you can read through the book, and you can find out about the history, where do we find them, how do we recover them, what they look like when we found them, and then what do they look like today.
Good.
I think one of the things that's really exciting about the book is it's almost as if you were giving a private tour through your maybe dozen or so favorite airplanes in the collection, really looking at what you enjoyed about learning to fly in them. There's a lot in there about our Spitfire. It's over 100 missions, combat veteran that served in the Mediterranean. But that story's in the book, but so is the story of your first flight in the Spitfire. You disappeared out over the White Cliffs of Dover just to enjoy a Spitfire as it was really meant to be flown.
Yes, I was supposed to take it up, fly it around, and bring it right back down. I took it up. I flew it around and around and around and around. Where'd he go to? And I finally came back and landed it with a magnificent feeling in the air.
Oh,
flying
sure.
The airplane.
Yes, what was that? What was that feeling like flying over the White Cliffs in a Spitfire?
Oh, I just thought about the different people that flew those airplanes during World War II, that went out to fight in those airplanes. Oh, it was fantastic, wonderful.
Excellent. The museum itself is, we talked about some of the buildings, but it's also on a nice long grass runway. So the aircraft get a little tender, loving care and not on hard surface. But you fly quite a bit during the summer, and you just had Flying Proms, which was in June. You just had an event a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Yep. We had a hangar dance luau out at the museum. We had Flying Proms. Our collection flies at sunset with a performance from a symphony, which is really a kind of an interesting thing here in the United States. It was inspired by a trip that Mr. Yagan took to England and saw Flying Proms at the Shuttleworth Collection. Coming up this fall, we do have our air show, our annual big air show, October 1st and 2nd, Warbirds Over the Beach. And, if you happen to be down in our neck of the woods, we do fly a different airplane from the collection every Saturday at 1 as part of a program that we have called Summer of Flight. You can definitely visit our website, militaryaviationmuseum.org, to see more about that. Or you can stop by our booth here today down at Warbird Alley. We do also have Mr. Yagan there at 1 o'clock today. He'll be signing the books. And These books that are with us are part of 400 pre-production copies that were brought here to AirVenture to give aviation enthusiasts and our friends and family in the aviation community a way to enjoy the collection and the story.
Excellent. And where exactly in the Warbird area are you?
We're right across from the giant bomb. If you know where Benvenuto's is, we're sort of across the road from them.
All right. Yeah. And will we be talking about the airplanes in Warbirds in Review?
We did our Warbirds in Review yesterday morning at 10 a.m., but we are still hoping to see the Mosquito join us here a little later in the week. But the Sky Raider and the Corsair are up on Warbird Alley for Navy Day today.
Okay.
Our P-40 has joined the other line of P-40s in Fighter Town, so definitely stop on by, see some of these great airplanes. Obviously, P-40 is very, very special to our collection, very
of
near
course.
And dear to the Yeagans and the family.
Yes.
Very good. And also in your collection is, I believe you have two Enigma machines?
Yes, and one in my office and the other one in our museum, and we communicate between the two of them. They are very unusual used during World War. They were authentically used during the wartime.
That is amazing. And they still communicate to each other?
Yeah, we haven't quite figured out how they do. We can send a message, and we can receive a message, but we can't decipher the message ourselves.
Perhaps Alan Turing can help us with that.
Yeah.
There you go. Again, if folks would like to get a copy of the book, it's here. Will it also be available online?
It is. If you visit the gift shop on the museum store website, militaryaviationmuseum.org, we do have pre-order copies available. We will use whatever we don't sell here at Oshkosh to fill those orders. But if you're here on the field and would like to come and get one, come on down to the Military Aviation Museum booth. Again, we're right on the corner there by Fighter Town and across from the giant bomb in Warbird Alley. And like I said, Mr. Yeagan will be there signing books.
I will sign it.
He'll personalize it. You can ask him what it was like to collect this incredible collection of over 70 vintage military aircraft and maybe get a book signed.
There we go. Mr. Yeagan, thank you for joining us this morning, and we are so happy to have you back, and we'll look for your P-40 Sky Raider and the Corsair in the Warbird shows on Friday and Saturday. And we'll talk about those more as they fly by
and
on Friday.
Fingers crossed fingers to crossed. See the mosquito in those shows, too.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keegan. This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.